GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Compiled Saturday, August 22, 2026 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. 50-year petrodollar system begins to crack. New American economic system, 0% income tax, 0% property tax, 0% gains tax. President Trump doubles down on CBDC ban. I signed a historic executive order banning any attempt to create a central bank digital currency. The digital surveillance machine is already here. They can control your device, your data, your life. Judy Note, the House of Orsini claim to trace themselves back to the Julio-Chadian dynasty of the old Roman Empire, according to Julian Assange. They are the heads of the 13 Venetian black nobility bloodlines. They founded the Jesuit order, and control the Vatican. They also control the Rothschild and Rockefeller families. Trump's first official act the morning he took office was to visit CIA headquarters, where he announced he was taking down their massive ring used to blackmail Congress into doing the cabal's bidding. The problems he faced in America were enormous, though they affected the entire world. In the first few months of his presidency, he conducted a tour of the world and organized the Global Military Alliance to take down the cabal. Trump and his Global Military Alliance has faced these problems head-on. On Saturday, August 8, 2026, massive cyber offensives and data breaches were neutralized in the central banking and federal communications infrastructure. The day before, on Friday, August 7, 2026, Trump signed Executive Order Operation Final Accounting, which authorized the military to arrest deep state architects who have been committing treason against the country, some for 70 years. The next day, on Saturday, August 8, 2026, and simultaneously at 47 federal facilities, the military arrested 847 deep state architects who had coordinated with 23 foreign intelligence agencies to sell American secrets. Also on Saturday, August 8, 2026, massive cyber offensives and data breaches neutralizing central banking and federal communications infrastructure. The military also seized classified documents, financial records, and communication logs that had been hidden for 70 years. They showed coordination between deep state operatives and the Chinese Communist Party and proved treason and financial crimes totaling $847 billion. The military has now seized that $847 billion in frozen assets from deep state operatives' offshore accounts, money laundering networks, and black budget slush funds. U.S. Attorney General Todd Wallace Blanche has sent criminal referral requests to all 50 state attorney generals seeking prosecutions of Anthony Fauci and other top public health officials for their roles in the CDC criminal enterprise. The evidence collected included named victims, family testimony, witness statements, legal briefs, financial records, and whistleblower accounts. Families and witnesses say patients were isolated from loved ones, denied requested treatments, subjected to lethal hospital protocols, and K.D. or seriously harmed while hospitals received financial incentives connected to C.D. According to Julian Assange, Trump has also signed a military arrest warrant charging Barack Obama with treason. Obama has been leading the deep state attack on our freedom. In the upcoming election, Trump can just sit back and do nothing, while the traitorous Democrats conspire with our foreign adversaries and use illegals to steal elections, overthrow our nation from within, and complete their communist takeover. Or, he can do what Trump does, act. Though, the problems are so vast that it's going to take more than the couple of years Trump has left in the president's seat. Perhaps an answer lay with going back to original concepts of the 1787 Constitution. A major pillar of the current military strategy involves the delegitimization of the 22nd Amendment. According to the below, historically, the limitation of presidential terms was a voluntary tradition established by George Washington, but it was not codified until the mid-20th century. This amendment was a strategic maneuver by deep state networks to prevent a populist president from holding power long enough to dismantle entrenched administrative structures. The strategic marker Trump 2028 serves as a signal for the final phase of legal reconstruction. By asserting that fraud vitiates every legal layer built upon it, The panel suggests that the original 1787 Constitution, which contained no term limits, is being restored as the primary law of the land. See Daily Reports. Under this framework, the upcoming years are viewed not as an extension of a civilian term, but as a transition back to a primal republic of sovereigns. Trump 2028 bombshell, the 22nd Amendment, the end of the two-party system and the battle for a restored American republic, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, President Trump has given the green light. He has activated the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, mobilized 300,000 troops, ordered the Global Military Alliance to take over the mainstream fake news media and make mass arrests. Mr. Poole on Telegram. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, the EBS was set to trigger a three-day event, followed by 10 days of communication darkness.
P.E. networks tied to suppressed Healing Tech face mass arrests under martial law.
Martial law on Telegram. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, no official time frame has been given where we will begin isolating at home for 3 to 6 weeks after the Global Military Alliance suspended the media, internet, phones and took over TV and radio to present 8-hour documentaries 24/7 about what was going on while the military took down the Illuminati deep state cabal-controlled governments worldwide and made mass arrests of corrupt global elites. White hats on Telegram. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, no official time frame has been given. Trump's EBS activation where we will isolate at home for 3 to 6 weeks as global martial law suspended the media, internet, phones and took over TV and radio to present 8-hour documentaries 24/7 about what was going on while the military took down the Illuminati deep state cabal-controlled governments worldwide and made mass arrests of corrupt global elites. White hats on Telegram. Thursday, August 20, 2026, the old SWIFT Central Clearinghouse experienced a permanent database decoupling. The secondary handshake between the central banks of the G7 nations officially returned a terminal failure message. Thursday, August 20, 2026, Bruce, the big call universe. A higher-up said they were handling bonds in Miami, Geneva, and Reno. A military intel person said that as of 6 p.m. EST on Wednesday 19, 2026 there was a 5-day window where Tier 4B would receive notification to set exchange/redemption appointments and be able to start appointments. That would take it to Monday, August 24, 2026. On Thursday, 20th of August, Redemption Center leaders received saying that they should go into work on Friday, August 21, 2026. Thursday, August 20, 2026, Paymasters report full release. Special ops teams were making sure no foreign interference upsets this historic shift in global power. QFS activated on Telegram. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, Monday, August 24, 2026, the ISO 20022 messaging, that defines how banks transmit payment information, completes its transition across all major banking rails. For the first time in history, SWIFT, Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, Bank of England, BRICS, IMF and all high-value cross-border payment systems will speak the same transaction language, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. The first week in September 2026, redemption centers will start processing live appointments in accordance with full JSARA protocol. The schedule is already being filled with authorized, Tier 4B, participants, according to sources within two U.S. agencies, NISARA JSARA connected on Telegram. Friday, August 21, 2026, in the context of GCR, Global Currency Reset, JFK Jr. Command Center on Telegram. In the realm of the Global Currency Reset, Tier 1 to 5 has an entirely different meaning. It represents a hierarchy of awareness, readiness, and access. Tier 1, central banks, sovereign treasuries, financial elites. Tier 2, private banking institutions, massive trusts, religious financial networks. Tier 3, historical bondholders, private wealth families, whales. Tier 4A, military-connected insiders and operatives. Tier 4B, the awakened digital community, YOU. Tier 5, the general unaware public. GNN, we are in Tier 5. Rumor is that it could be activated in September. Over. Friday, August 21, 2026, financial collapse warning. Professor Jang calls the U.S. economy a Ponzi scheme. Scott Bessent fights back as the 50-year petrodollar system begins to crack, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Friday, August 21, 2026, President Trump doubles down on CBDC ban, I signed a historic executive order banning any attempt to create a central bank digital currency, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Friday, August 21, 2026, Scott Bessent erupts over tariff refunds. The American people had the money and we were forced to give it back, American Media Group, amgnews.com. GNN, rumor looks like the tariff refunds will be refunded to the original tariff payers instead of the citizens. Over. Friday, August 21, 2026, Edward Snowden sounds the alarm. The digital surveillance machine is already here. They can control your device, your data, your life. Joe Rogan, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Friday, August 21, 2026, RFK Jr. exposes the lie. They had to destroy ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, a drug that saved billions, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Friday, August 21, 2026, the U.S. military has shocked Iran, quietly establishing a shipping lane in and out of the Strait of Hormuz where now millions of barrels of oil are being moved per day, Axios, citing two U.S. officials, Dan Bongino on Telegram. Some nights have hit 15 to 20 million barrels. This comes as President Trump and Scott Bessent confirmed pipelines are surging construction to bypass the strait. The Hormuz Strait's not going to be quite as important in the past. This comes as President Trump and Scott Bessent confirmed pipelines are surging construction to bypass the strait. The Hormuz Strait's not going to be quite as important in the past. The covert shipping strategy is beyond simply escorting outbound ships, Axios reports. The military is helping tankers enter the Gulf through the strait, pick up oil and leave fully. No nuke. No strait to hold hostage. Friday, August 21, 2026. Your birth certificate is a financial bond, and you're the collateral? 107, JFK Jr.? On Telegram. From the moment you were born, a system of control was placed over you. Your birth certificate is not just a document, it's a financial instrument, a bond worth billions, traded as collateral to fuel a corrupt financial system. You were never free. You were turned into a commodity, a human asset leveraged to sustain national debt. This is the greatest deception ever perpetrated, and they never wanted you to find out. Ever wonder why every government requires a birth certificate? It's not about identity, it's about ownership. Just like a ship arriving at port requires a manifest for its cargo, your birth certificate serves as proof that you were entered into their economic system as property. Your name in all capital letters? That's a corporate entity, your legal fiction. That red serial number? It's a stock exchange number, used to trade your value in global financial markets. You've been turned into a financial instrument, a resource exploited by the elite while you remain unaware. See Daily Reports. Out.